The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include film, honky-tonk, cabaret, jazz, dance, photography, theater, and a whole lot more. The big news this weekend in the Berkshires is, of course, the 13th annual Berkshire International Film Festival in Great Barrington and Pittsfield. This year's festival pays tribute to Academy Award-winning actor Rachel Weisz at its annual tribute night at the Mahawi tonight at 7 p.m. As part of the tribute, Weisz will be in conversation with David Edelstein, New York Magazine's chief film critic, followed by a screening of her new film, Disobedience. Other highlights of this year's festival include Academy Award-winning director Cynthia Wade's new documentary, Grit, Academy Award-winning screenwriter Charles Randolph, award-winning artist Gregory Crudson, and a screenplay reading of the locally produced film Mumbet with special guests. That's today through Sunday in Great Barrington and in Pittsfield at the Beacon Cinema. The Sweetback Sisters, a honky-tonk and western swing outfit that play everything from Patsy Cline to the Sons of the Pioneers to the Traveling Wilburys, kicks off the 2018 Shaker Barn Music Series in the 1910 Barn at Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Mass. On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Fronted by Emily Miller and Zara Bode, the Sweetback Sisters offer a timely take on country's golden age of honky-tonk with airtight harmonies, charging rhythms, and playful lyrics. Singer-songwriter and accordionist Rochelle Garnier brings her eclectic cabaret act featuring story songs that slip between pop, polka, country, ska, jazz, yodeling, and more to Spencertown Academy in Spencertown, New York on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Rochelle's influences range from Tin Pan Alley classics to klezmer, Americana, roots music, and Latin. She composed the music for Taylor Mack's The Lily's Revenge, has written for jazz vocalist Catherine Russell, and she's collaborated with many artists including the Citizens Band, Thomas Dolby, and Jack White. Contemporary soul jazz vocalist Tina Fabrique performs a tribute to the legendary jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield on Sunday and Monday, June 3rd and 4th at 8 p.m., featuring songs by Duke Ellington, Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, the Gershwins, and others as part of Mr. Finn's Cabaret series at Barrington Stage. Dancers Larry Kegwin and Nicole Walcott, co-founders of the Kegwin and Company Modern Dance Ensemble, return to PS21 in Chatham, New York for two performances of Places Please on Saturday at 7 p.m. and at 9 p.m. The evening-length duet is a zany trip backstage in the final moments before the curtain goes up. The audience becomes privy to the anxiety and playfulness of life behind the scenes. And famed rock photographer Elliot Landy, best known for his portraits of Bob Dylan and the band, will be featured in the June Invitational 2018 exhibit at 510 Warren Street Gallery in Hudson, New York, alongside paintings by Nancy Felcher, Eleanor Lord, and Doris Simon. The Woodstock-based Elliot Landy was well-positioned to document and capture the utopian spirit of the 1960s counterculture as official photographer of the 1969 Woodstock Festival. He also shot musicians including Janis Joplin, Van Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison. The exhibit opens with an artist reception on Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.